Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone. We're talking with Sonny Camp this morning. Sonny is the Southwest Iowa Foundation's director, and we want to talk a little bit about some of the spring grant program funding opportunities that are coming up here in some of the Southwest area counties through the community foundations. Sonny, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
Appreciate it very much. Can you talk kind of in general about the county community grant programs? Are there usually two rounds of grant funding during the year?
Sure. So within our broad network of community foundations, we serve and support the nine counties at Horseshoe, Pottawatomie County, and each county, similar to Cass County, has their own local community foundation comprised of a board of directors that they're volunteer members from the local communities within each county, and as you indicated, they oversee their two annual grant funding cycles. So in addition to the spring cycle that's open right now, we have a fall funding cycle as well for each county. Typically, the spring cycle has a larger pool of funds available to grant out compared to the fall cycle, but collectively, there's funding within each county to in total provide some pretty impressive and impactful grants to support local nonprofit organizations in the communities that are serving the broad county as well. Excuse me.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and I know a good chunk of the funding comes through some of the gambling revenues, the betting revenues that go on during around this area. But there are other ways too, aren't there, that the community foundations acquire some of that funding?
Yeah, so a large portion of the funding that we're able to direct back out into these counties through our grant cycles is through the County Endowment Fund Program, which is a great benefit in support of the annual gaming revenue for each of the counties that does not have a state-issued gaming license or a casino in the county. But as you just mentioned, we also have, in some of our counties, we have fund holders who have made the decision to set up funds that are designated to specific communities or causes in these counties that we then come to the table as a partner to help facilitate those decisions, whether that decision-making process is empowered with the local board or we as our staff act on behalf of the fund holder who does not want to be involved. And then we at times will get donations into each of the county endowment funds for the county. So Cass County has an endowment fund, and we may have a donor who wants to give to support the county, but they don't have a specific organization or impact area or cause that they have selected, and instead they're entrusting the community foundation, so they then direct funding towards our specific county endowment fund, which then funnels into one of our two grant-making cycles as well.
Sonny, have folks been pretty generous over the years in helping to continue to grow these community foundations?
You know, I'll say that this is something that I think that there's been some level of awareness of our role in the counties as a funder, and this is something that, as we look ahead and educating local community members, that we're hoping to continue to elevate and build that awareness. I would say that it's not been a steady flow of funding every year, but we will occasionally have a funder who will come to the table and say, hey, you know, again, I believe in the work that you guys are doing. I want to support Cass County. And rather than me making a direct donation to a nonprofit organization, I am entrusting the community foundation to come to the table as a partner and take my donation and have it support your broad grant-making program. So I think there's a good understanding of our role, but the number of donations has not been anything incredibly significant, but we are certainly grateful for the donations that have come in over the years.
Well, one of the benefits to these community grants, foundation grants like this, being tied to the Omaha Community Foundation is the type of endowment that it is. It gives you an opportunity to really make a gift in perpetuity.
Correct. And, you know, whether you're looking at lifetime giving or legacy giving, you know, as I said, a donor can come to us and say, I just want to make a donation this year, take advantage of specific tax benefits, or again, I don't want to be directly involved with the decisions of the nonprofit organization, so here's a one-time donation. Or we have conversations focused on lifetime or legacy giving, excuse me, so thinking about that legacy they want to leave after their lifetime and how we can work with their advisor to look at what assets they may have that may either be pre-taxed or may not have any tax implications after their lifetime, and they can then designate a portion of their estate or will to their local community foundation endowment fund.
You bet.
And again, that does giving in perpetuity.
Yes, and all of that information can be found by just a simple phone call, just reaching out and getting that process and that discussion started. Very good.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the grant funding, because right now we have the opportunity for folks that are the different nonprofits to be able to apply to be a part of the spring grant gifting cycle. And we are that application process runs through the end of this month yet. Folks have plenty of time. But talk a little bit about the process itself. Is it a difficult process for folks to go through?
We really strive to have two priorities when we look at the process that we set up for nonprofit organizations or any government entity that would decide to apply for make a funding request through us. One, really keeping it as simple as we can in a way that it adheres with our grant-making policies and procedures. We know that it takes time on the nonprofit organization's part, whether it's a staff or volunteer, to fill out the application and make sure that it's in full detail and providing everything that we need so our board can really get a good, strong sense of and have a strong understanding of what the project organization is based on what's provided on paper. And then, two, just really making sure that it's efficient. So we have a pretty succinct application that we have reviewed. I think we typically review annually. We did just make some changes for this grant cycle, but really it's not a long, robust application, and we've tried to simplify it as much as we can, again, keeping in mind that there are some specific things that we have to adhere to and keep asking for. So it aligns with our grant-making policies. And everything is really efficient in that we have an online grant application process through our online application. And organizations can go in and start an application and save it and then come back to it. If they submit it and there's something missing, we do our due diligence and they get automatic notifications via email to let them know that, hey, we received this, but we need this from you. And then everything is pretty efficient and easy from that point on with how we complete the process and let them know that we've received the application. You know, I will say for anybody that's considering applying, if there are questions, they can always reach out to me ahead of time before they get into the application. If someone's new to filling out a grant application or even this whole process, it is always helpful to reach out to myself or one of our board members to get a better sense of the community foundation, have questions answered about the application itself, and then if, you know, a person is going through the application and has questions, we're always available to just jump on a phone call like we are today and talk through any questions that they have as they're working through it as well.
Sure, sure. And you can find all that information online. I see it's at swiowafoundations.org, and they can find all the information they need. Just click on the appropriate county that you live in, and you can find out all the information you need and get those applications started. Sonny, are there certain types of projects that you're looking to fund? Are there certain types that stick out, or do you get a lot of variety?
You know, that's a great question. We get a broad variety, not only within each county, but also within the region. You know, we do have a broad focus and encourage our board to think about supporting community needs in the areas of civic engagement, culture, health, education, and social services. But really, the priority is to look at identifying immediate needs within each county that the board can be responsive to with these funding dollars, and really looking at how they can impact the county from a broad perspective. So even if an organization is in a specific community in Cass County, you know, do they have a broad reach within the county, or what does that reach look like? That's not a make or break as far as a requirement goes, but the board really thinks about how are their dollars really reaching the whole county from a broad perspective through the different organizations and projects that they are funding. And, you know, I don't think that there are specific priorities that the board adheres to every year. We have those specific areas that serve as some starting points, but those are so broad as well. And, you know, we really rely on the local community members to communicate and connect with our board members about what the needs are in the specific counties that they're serving as well.
Exactly. You mentioned that up front. It's unique to the program. It's kind of nice to see that these are community-based grants, and so you've got community folks that sit on these boards to oversee these things. So they're very familiar with some of the projects in some cases that might be put before them for funding. So, you know, they have a pretty good working knowledge of what's going on and what the needs are in the local communities.
Correct. And I will just note that any 501c3 public charity that's in good standing with the IRS is eligible to apply for funding. Any government entity is eligible to apply as well. And if a nonprofit organization does not have their 501c3 public status or they're not in good standing with the IRS, they are eligible to partner with another organization that can serve as a fiscal sponsor, and that is something that they'll see on the application that they would be prompted to fill out information for. We, again, make that process as efficient as we can. We do verify that fiscal sponsor as well, but it's another way for the organization to be eligible to receive potentially receive funding without having to go through the hoops and the sometimes nuanced steps with getting things in place with the IRS in a short amount of time.
Yeah, and I will say some pretty good money is available through these grants. There's some small, there's some larger, but some good funding in the spring cycle. So folks don't want to pass up on that if it's a need for their organization.
Yes.
Very good.
For the spring cycle, we have approximately $135,000 in Cass County that the board will make funding decisions on when we meet in March.
That is good money. Very good. Sunny, thank you so much for the time. Sunny Camp has joined us here this morning. She's the Southwest Iowa Foundation's director. And the spring grant cycle is, underway. The application process has started, and it runs through the end of this month. So take a look and see if that fits into your needs for this coming year for your nonprofit organization. Sunny, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck.
Thank you, Jim. Take care and Happy New Year.